is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, listen, they worked their whole lives. Why did they stop? Your grandparents could be influencers.
Oh, wow.
Put them back to work. Time to get them selling fit tea.
Ross, Pat, and Shirley, they need to step it up.
What if you don't have any grandparents?
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay, all right. Just,
I guess you miss out.
You know, it's Friday. Sorry, let's get dark.
Grandfluencers. Grandfluencers making big money on Instagram. Check out this caption from one of the grannies. Been stealing your man since 1928.
Incredible.
I love it.
Wow.
It's 92-year-old Helen Ruth Elam of Knoxville, Kentucky. Known as Batty Winkle.
Oh my God, Batty Winkle. Batty Winkle has been an influencer. She's incredible, and she's so stylish.
She rocks an, according to the breakdown of her, rocks an arsenal of flamboyant feather boas, bombastic sunglasses, and other couture two-color.
The girl is like sponsored.
Too colorful.
Yeah, like she does well on Instagram.
3.6 million Instagram followers.
Yeah.
To hit her up for a promo, just one post is worth something like 10 grand.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Batty making that money.
So if she, does
her.
A post a day, she's making a lot of money.
So it can happen at any time is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's 100%. Cool. Yeah. So grandfluencers are apparently becoming like a thing. There's like more and more and more of them all the time because they're adorable and they're fun and they don't care.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, I think.
They just kind of do what they want to do. No cares in the world. You know what I mean? They don't have like the social anxiety, social media anxiety that we do.
What age do you think it is? Because there is an age where people just let it all go and stop caring. Because they're, like you know this with like I remember this with my grandparents before they passed. They had a like no filter, nothing really flapped them, nothing bothered them. It was sort of like, and my grandmother was used to like to say, youth is wasted on the young. She's like, you guys are young and hot, and all you do is worry.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm old and I don't care. Yeah. And I want to know what that age
is. When my mom hits 60, actually maybe even 55, she just like, she has no filter.
Doesn't care?
Absolutely no filter, yeah.
Now, how do you deal with that? Because I know for you, if someone is unfiltered around you, that can make you, Jax, very uncomfortable because you are extremely there for everybody else. Yeah. Is like, oh, I want to make sure we don't hurt anyone's feelings.
You know, we, therapy. That's what therapy's for.
It's frustrating that you say 55 because I'm not yet 30, and there are people in my life that are always saying, "Oh, once you hit 30, it just stops
caring."
That's
what I heard too. That's BS.
No,
yeah,
totally
and
BS.
Now I'm like, great. Now I got 30 more years of this.
Yeah, I'm 32 and still anxious.
Anxious all the time.
Can we put your mom on Instagram?
What's that? Absolutely not.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending,
and this is what's trending right now.
Shocking development. A more open summer is predicted for summer 2021 than summer 2020. Ooh. One of Toronto's, the province's, pardon me, top medical experts said that a better summer could be on the horizon for Ontario due to the combination of vaccinations and lockdowns that has kept the COVID-19 transmission down. Also saying that there will be small flare-ups of COVID in Ontario throughout the summer and the fall, but if properly managed, we should be able to contain them. And all I heard when I read that was, yay, hugs and patios.
Well, I heard that, and then I can't wait for the press conference today from the City of Toronto going, no.
Summer is canceled.
We're canceling summer.
I can't handle this roller coaster anymore.
I know.
I can't.
It's like there's this good news, and then they come out, and they're like, but there's worse news. It's just, can we agree on a direction? If it's going bad, can we just say it's going bad?
Feel
and
manic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How about this for good news, then? Today is like a really awesome day for stuff on TV. Number one, trailer came out for A Handmaid's Tale Season 4.
Praise be!
Which is due out April 28th.
Yes.
There's a whole bunch of references you can make to the show right now. I haven't watched it, so Jax, go ahead.
Praise be. That's all I got right now.
All right.
Under his eye, Blessed be the fruit.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, I can't wait for more close-ups of Elizabeth Moss's face. Literally, they attach a camera to her forehead, and they're like, here's Elizabeth Moss breathing heavily.
No.
That is literally the whole show.
It's an incredible show. And
I do love the show. I've watched every episode.
You're an awful man.
I'm
spiraling.
Awful.
It sounds like it.
I love it.
Also this weekend, the new Britney Spears documentary that everyone was talking about because they watched it illegally is now out legally on Crave TV.
Yes.
Praise be. And the Billie Eilish documentary, The World's a Little Blurry, is out today on Apple TV. And it's going to feel like spring this weekend, kind of. in a, like a warm and rainy type of way. So it's supposed to get up to 4 degrees today, baby.
Woo!
Tomorrow, 7 degrees and 6 for Sunday. But they are saying there's going to be clouds and spots of rain here and there. So it's not like the most enjoyable way to have nice weather, but it's something, isn't it?
At least it's warm. At least it's not snowing, you know?
That's right. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
Virgin Mornings with Jax, the love guru.
Hey, producer Jesse, can you tell us about this? Is it an email, DM? How do we get this?
It was an email from Rochelle. She said, my best friend cheated on her boyfriend over the summer with a guy she knew from high school. She told me about it when it happened, and I didn't say anything to her boyfriend, who I'm a casual friends with, because that's my best friend. It's 7 months later, and she's, for lack of a better phrase, gotten away with it. It was a one-time thing, she regrets it, and her boyfriend never found out. I, however, feel tremendous guilt for knowing about it, but I don't think it's my place to say anything, even though I want to. What's the rule on telling someone they got cheated on?
Hang on, so
I'd love some advice.
Has she confronted her friend about this?
No.
Well, that's the first step. You confront your friend. You say, I know what's going on. I know what, you know, has happened.
What did happen
In the summer. And I really think that you should tell your boyfriend. I had a friend who was cheating on her partner. And her partner had absolutely no idea. And it was a little bit different because I knew the partner as well. But I said to her, I was like, I know what's going on. It's really, really awful. And I think that you need to do something about it. It's when she won't do anything about it, though, that it's going to get murky. I think you should stay out of people's business, though. I'm going to go with that.
Wait, what?
What?
Wait, hang on. Okay, you just said get involved, but don't get involved?
You can't ride both sides of this fence. Uh-uh.
No, hang on. Hear me out. You need to confront your friend, but you don't need to tell her boyfriend.
I have a question.
Yes.
Just a quick question.
Yeah.
Did she say, were they exclusive at that point?
Yeah.
They were exclusive.
Yeah. Okay. It was her boyfriend. Yeah. She cheated on him.
Yeah.
May I offer up an alternative plan? Listen, we are the generation that loves really trashy television. And what's better than really trashy television when it happens in real life? I say you do an anonymous note.
No, that's
similar
so,
to what Snooki did.
That's so passive, man.
In Jersey Shore.
No.
And you give it to the boyfriend and then you just sit and watch.
You confront your friend because that's your friend.
So then as a question, and I'm not asking this with anything behind it, what do you then say?
You say you need to talk to your partner. You're cheating on them. You're doing something awful.
If the cheating happened 6-7 months ago and stopped, what then?
Cheating is cheating is cheating.
So let's say it's me. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have cheated on TJ. TJ and I are dating.
Okay. I cheated on
TJ with Jesse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at how handsome he is.
Okay. I can't blame you.
All right. And then TJ doesn't know, but this happened last summer, like August.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No idea. So what are you saying to me?
I would say, Adam, like you have really broken, you've broken trust in a relationship, and you need to talk to TJ about this. It's going to weigh on you. It's going to chip away your relationship. And me as your friend, I worry about you. I worry about your mental health because of this.
Now, what if I say to you, I love you and I appreciate it. It was a one-time mistake and I'm not telling him.
Yeah. I would probably distance myself from you, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because
she says in the email that it was 7 months ago and the friend who cheated has moved on.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't like that. That's character definition right there.
Now, I'm going to throw this at you. I'm going to say Nunya, as in Nunya business. But I am not the love guru. So 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Here is what we want to know. We want to know what you did. Not what you would do, but you've been in this situation before. Oh. What did you do? Did you follow what Jax is saying? Can you confirm that it works? Or did it ruin a friendship? Or did it make the friendship struggle? I would love to know how this all worked out.
Or did you go, my method, scorched earth, and just watch it all happen?
Just leave a note.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings with Jax, the love guru.
Rochelle's best friend cheated on her boyfriend over the summer. It was a one-time thing, and the cheating friend has moved on. Rochelle wants to know if 7 months later she should say something and speak up about the cheating.
She should talk to her and say you need to say something to your boyfriend.
Now, I say none of your business, but what do I know? Honestly, emotionally stunted over here. So I wanted to see what people's experience with this was. If you've directly been in the same situation, what would it be for you? 999-999 to text or 416-872-9999. TJ.
From the 647, my best friend quite strongly told me to tell my boyfriend when I cheated on him. And I was so happy after because we ended up breaking up and it wasn't the relationship I wanted to be in anyways.
It's also freeing. Like, can you imagine that weight?
Some other people are saying from the 416, put it in the vault. No. It's not my place to say anything. Friends are made for holding on to your deepest secrets.
Like, not those secrets, though. Come on.
Well, where's the line, then?
Right.
If my best friend Emma cheated on her husband, I would be like, that would change me for sure.
I think, and I don't think you're wrong, because I would agree with that. Yeah. If you know, just so you know, the four of us in this room are all very good friends outside of work, which is rare for a setup like this. Not every show has this. If one of these people, Jax, TJ, Jesse, cheated on their partners, I would be extremely upset, and it would change the way I view them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still don't know that I could jump into it, Cody, because I just...
Would you say something to me, though, if I cheated on Michelle?
I would tell you it was wrong, and what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Because I love Michelle.
Yeah.
Like, I really love Michelle.
This is more of us liking Michelle than
me. Stop it.
Like, honestly, if you dated somebody that I didn't like, I would be like, whatever.
Really?
Yeah, straight up. I know that doesn't make me the best person, but, like, honestly, if I'm just being honest.
He's been honest about some girls I've dated.
Get out.
You have to say something, because it's going to change your friendship as well with her.
Last one here from the 647. Disclose an affair I had a year before with my therapist. And her advice to me was that if it was a one-time thing and it wasn't ongoing, to work through why I had an affair in therapy and not hurt my boyfriend for no reason because it was over.
For no reason. There is a reason. You cheated on him.
Yeah, the reason's you.
The reason is you. 100%. That is you inside, but you secretly working with a therapist is incredible. It's wonderful, but it's you secretly working through your therapist and your partner. Like, that's not fair to your partner. Because they're signing up for something that they think is whole, and it's a little bit chipped, you know?
Damn, the more I think about it...
Yeah.
Come on over.
Because I have been cheated on.
Yeah.
And it lasted... It was over a long period of time, and I didn't know.
Yeah.
And it's brutal, man.
And could you imagine the person that cheated on you was, like, working through it secretly on with their therapist?
But that's apples and oranges, because that's a long period of time. We're talking about,
cheating is cheating.
Yeah, okay, and that's what you can break it down to, but, like... Yeah, there is a difference.
So that makes sense. You just said that's what I can break it down to.
I'm not saying that at all.
There's
going to be a throwdown in the studio. Okay, you know what? We're going to keep this going. Okay, we got some time. Keep coming with your absolute, like, this is what happened to me stories. 999-999. We're getting a ton of calls too. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Jax, the love guru.
Rochelle's best friend cheated on her boyfriend over the summer. It was a one-time thing, and the cheating friend has moved on. Rochelle wants to know if 7 months later she should say something.
Confront her and demand that she talks to him. That's what I say.
We've got Kelsey, who's been through a similar situation. By the way, this topic is spicy.
Yes.
We're going to need this on Instagram because I can't wait to see the comments. Kelsey, go ahead. What happened?
So I have this story. It happened to me, and I didn't say anything to the other person, and I've always regretted it. So basically, let's go back 10 years. I was first met my now ex-husband, and I snooped through his Facebook.
Okay.
And I found a message sent from his best friend's fiance to him, basically saying that the night they had together was everything.
Oh.
And it meant everything to her. And if he wanted, she would leave her fiance.
Oh,
that's a bold message to send on Facebook.
Jerry Springer.
A very long one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so fast forward. This was before I even met my husband, my ex-husband. And 2 months later, he gets an email on Facebook from her with a wedding invitation down south. So he never responded, and she's like, "F*** it, I'm still going to marry the guy anyway."
And then invited him.
You know, sometimes when you're watching the Maury show and you're like, "This can't happen."
Yeah, this happened. And I need to have a shower.
He swore me to secrecy, and they went on to have children. And I, to this day, never told him, and they're still all friends and whatever.
That is so.
So I think Kayla wins.
So wait a second, what do we do then? Do we say it or do we not say it?
Oh, I don't care.
Virgin Mornings with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Zoom fatigue is scientifically ruining us. That's according to research at the Stanford's Virtual Human Interaction Lab, whose findings were published in the Journal of Technology, Mind, and Behavior. The study argues that the constant video conferencing is skewing our sense of intimacy and causing unnecessary stress, saying, quote, On Zoom, behavior ordinarily reserved for close relationships, such as long stretches of direct eye gaze and faces seen close up, has suddenly become the way we interact with casual acquaintances like coworkers and even strangers. We tend to overcompensate. For example, nodding in an exaggerated way for an extra few seconds, looking directly into the camera as opposed to the screens on the face and trying to make direct eye contact while speaking.
Sometimes my face hurts at the end of Zooms because you're like, for sure. Like just smiling the entire time. Oh.
It's you have to put on a performance for people to feel like you're because you're trying to make sure everybody thinks you're engaged, right?
You can't just sit there with your dead eyes.
Yes, I know.
Frontline workers can travel on the 407 ETR for free, which is really cool.
Woo!
The 407 ETR concession company announced it will be donating $170,000 so that firefighters, EMS personnel, and food bank workers from across the GTA won't have to pay the freeway's tolls. The company said that gift cards have been given to organizations from Hamilton to Oshawa and will be distributed to staff and volunteers accordingly, which is cool news. 16% of us believe we look better with a face mask on than without ones. That includes 14% of men, 17% of women. The younger you are, the more likely you are to believe that it's true. 29% of people say they feel equally as good with or without a mask, so the most confident people on earth. And 23% of us said we look worse in a mask. I actually think I look better in a mask because...
You look cooler. Like, everyone looks cooler, but you don't look better. Like,
the upper part of my face is way nicer than the bottom part.
I have never thought about it.
I don't know what to say.
Well, I don't because I don't often think about how I look. I think that's pretty clear when you see me on the cameras in here.
No.
You're a handsome devil.
Oh, thank you.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Okay, so how about this? You're 3 minutes and 51 seconds, as of now, away from another destroy your debt keyword. Just throwing that out there. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Your grandparents worked their whole lives so they could retire and enjoy retirement, which is why you need to put them back to work. There's millions of dollars on the line. Did you know that? They could make more money now than they ever could in the workforce. And that is because your grandparents need to become grandfluencers.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Money out there.
So they are making big, big money apparently on Instagram. There's a whole story in the New York Post about this. And so there's Batty Winkle.
Oh, Batty.
There's Iconidential. There is Train with Joan. Joan's a...
They sound like drag queen names, and I really like it.
There's Irvin Randall from Houston, Texas. Likes to dress up in cool ripped jeans and go to the rodeo. And all of these people have millions of followers. So, like, one of them's got 1.1 million. One of them's got 1.3. Like, one of them is 3.5 million.
Holy cow.
Batty Winkle, I love her bio. It says, been stealing your man since 1928. She's from Knoxville, Kentucky. So, give you an idea of how much money. She's just your Nana with outrageous clothes on. That's what she does.
She's so cute. And she's so sassy.
She's cute and she's sassy. That sells on Instagram, right?
Yeah, it does.
To do one post on her Instagram, they estimate $10,000 American dollars.
Whoa.
Just one post.
What?
Good for her.
So she does one post a day. Yeah. And I'm not talking about like a static in-feed post. I'm talking an Insta story that's there for 24 hours. So she does one sponsored post a day. That's $3.6 million
Nana Batty deserves it.
Good for her.
She deserves it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, why not?
I gotta get
92.
I gotta get on the phone with Pat and Ross and the Shirley Bird.
What are they doing these days?
Well, clearly not enough on Instagram.
They're not making enough money on the net,
They're not thinking about capital. That's what they're not doing.
Yeah, they need to be. They need to be. What do you think that they're... Because you gotta have... If you're gonna be an influencer, you gotta have like an angle.
Yeah.
Like one of the seniors has a... You know, she's a senior that works out a lot. Like that's really kind of...
My one grandmother, Nana O, she is British, and she's sassy.
Done.
And she's little.
Yeah.
And she likes her sherry.
Yeah.
So I think what we could do is get her to review
sherry talks.
Sherry talks.
Like, she reviews things, but it has to have some sherry first.
Yeah.
Why aren't you doing this? Like right now? Why? Like a year ago?
A great idea.
Because I have tormented that woman enough.
How many grandkids does she have?
A lot. Okay. Like 10.
Oh, God. That is a lot.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Zoom fatigue is scientifically ruining us. This is according to research out of Stanford's Virtual Human Interaction Lab, whose findings were published in the journal Technology, Mind, and Behavior. The study argues that the constant video conferencing is skewing our sense of intimacy and causing unnecessary stress. It said, on Zoom, behavior ordinarily reserved for close friendships, such as long stretches of direct eye gaze and faces seen up close, has suddenly become the way we interact with casual acquaintances, coworkers, and even strangers. And we tend to overcompensate, for example, nodding in a really exaggerated type of way for a few extra seconds, or looking directly at the camera when trying to make your point. All this to say that it's making things feel weird, and Zoom calls are a lot of fun.
What feels normal anyway, really?
Yeah, exactly.
I miss normal.
Hey, you want some cool news? Frontline workers can now travel on the 407 ETR for free.
Yes!
The 407 ETR concession company announced it will be donating $170,000 so that firefighters, EMS personnel, and food bank workers from across the GTA won't have to pay the tolls. The company said that the gift cards have been given to organizations from Hamilton to Oshawa and will be distributed to staff and volunteers accordingly, which is really, really
so
cool.
So thrilled that they got on this 50 weeks into the pandemic. Like, they are so timely. But don't worry.
Giving back to
your
the community.
Bill's in the mail.
Yeah.
I mean, like, where's the lie, though?
No, it's there
He's
isn't.
Not wrong.
There isn't.
You know, we should do something.
Yeah.
They said.
But we'll do it a little bit late.
Yeah.
Hey, they're predicting that this summer is going to be more open than last, which is kind of awesome. So one of the province's top medical experts said that a better summer could be on the horizon for Ontario due to the combination of vaccinations and lockdowns that have kept the transmission of COVID-19 down. He said that there will be small flare-ups of COVID in Ontario throughout the summer and the fall, but if properly managed, we should be able to contain them. All this is said that I just can't wait to be hugged and sitting on the patio.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I just want to eat nachos on a patio.
I want wings so badly. And chicken fingers.
Guys, you're also forgetting the AstraZeneca vaccine was just approved this morning.
That's true.
That's also
just gotta get it.
Like that, we just need the Johnson & Johnson, and we will have 4 of 4.
Love it.
So that'll be good. And I don't know if that'll increase things or speed things
up. We just gotta get them, you know?
Yeah. No. Yeah. If you've ever played the board game Pandemic, it means that you win.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, because we're like in last place right now. So.
Yeah, things aren't going good, but we can turn it around.
Yeah.
That's what's trending.
Hey, guys, you'll have a great summer in 2022. Excellent. It's Virgin Radio, Sam Smith.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Producer Jesse, with the morning quiz, we still don't have a name for this.
No, I thought it was called, is this going to make TJ mad?
Well, the answer is always yes. But what if it's just like, quiz time? That's the name of the show. That's the name of the bit.
Quiz time.
Yeah, like it's a treat. Quiz time.
Okay, what is the quiz this morning, producer Jesse?
Today we are playing How Old Is That Song? I'm going to play you a song, and you have to tell me how many years old that song is turning this year. Okay. First up, Adam, play it.
What you don't understand is I catch a grenade
by Bruno Mars. Jack, you're up.
Throw my hand on a blade.
10 years old. 10 years old.
Can I just give you the year? Like 2014?
No, you
have to do the math.
How many
now
years
I
got to
do math?
Yep.
That sucks. Okay, hang on. What is that? What's 3 months? 7 years.
I'm going to say 11 years.
Adam Wilde gets a point. It is 11 years old. It dropped in 2010.
You know why? Because I'm old enough to have been on the air when it came out.
All right, here's
now. So, TJ, what year did you graduate high school?
I graduated in 2010 in high school.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so
I was.
You may win this game, but I will win the age battle.
I was 4 or 5 years into my career at this point.
I was living
so
in northern
old.
BC for my first
Were
job.
You really?
Yeah,
just
yeah,
with
I
a
was.
Couple of veterans, aren't I?
Yeah.
Also, can I ask a question? Are you playing these songs from YouTube?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, because they have the years on them. And I thought you were cheating.
Why do you always accuse us of cheating?
Because I don't know.
Because Jax can't handle not winning. Yeah, that's the problem. We always say TJ doesn't play nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Next song.
Next up. Kylie Minogue. Can't get you out of my head. How many years old is it?
I think I know.
Adam, you're up first.
22 years.
TJ?
23 years.
18 years.
No points. It is 20 years old.
Ah,
2001.
I thought it was 99.
Wow. Oh,
too man. Bad.
I don't
too
even
bad.
Know what year I guess.
So, you know what's crazy about the song? And I might have said this before, so forgive me if I'm repeating this. This song was so big everywhere in the world that they said that if you would have had all the radio stations in the world like listening on one, you would hear it start every 3 seconds at one point.
Wow.
That's how much it was played for an entire year. It stayed on the charts, I think, for 7 or 8 years after
song
this.
Makes me miss Pride.
I know. I'm sorry. I know. Sucks. Okay. You're going to get Pride back eventually.
I know.
Song number 3.
All right.
Ooh, record scratch.
Hey.
Come on.
TJ, you are up first this time.
Was I born? 24 years.
Knocking stuff over. Jax.
Oh my God, hang on.
Spice up your life.
Colors of the world. my God, I'm doing math. This is hard.
Spice up your life. Spice up your life.
26 years.
Adam? All right, so I'm going to say it's going to be 1997. So I'm going to say it's 24 years.
TJ and Adam both got 24
yeah!
years.
Nailed it. Who's the real Spice Girls fan, Jax?
Were you even born yet when that came out?
Probably not.
I knew I had the album, and the thing is, I could remember that the Leafs were bad that year, and those are my two favorite things, the Spice Girls and the Leafs. So, yeah. Anyway, sorry.
That's 2 points for Adam, 1 point for TJ.
How many for Jax?
0 for Jax.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm just wondering who won yesterday.
Yesterday. Living you're only as good as your last game,
that's
there,
right.
Jax.
All right, next up.
Okay.
Song number 4.
I'm gonna get you drunk, get you love drunk.
I know. My Humps, Black Eyed Peas, Jax, you are up first.
My hump, my lovely little lump.
14 years.
TJ? 15 years.
Hold on. 16 years. 2005.
I think we're wrong.
Correct answer is 2005. 16 years old!
Wow.
I told you I'd be good at this.
It's not my fault that you've been working on radio since you were 4.
How am I labeled as the bad loser? She's insulted us every turn.
It's because I smile more.
I also remember that this was like grade 11, grade 12 for me. So there
you
go.
Way more likable.
Okay. All right.
Do you want one more?
Let's
do the last one.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Command me to be with
you. Gotta nail the
downer.
Year.
Amen.
Why are you
Take
doing
me to
this?
Church.
Why are you playing this? Okay.
How many years old? TJ?
6 years.
No, Adam's up first.
No, I
TJ.
Already went. Six
Adam,
years.
Go ahead.
Okay, I could remember him doing this at Way Home 2015. Mm-hmm. So I'm feeling like it was a 2014 release. So I'm going to say 7 years.
I'm also going to go 7 years because that sounds like it's right.
Nobody got it correct.
What?
It's 8 years old. Oh, 2013.
Damn.
Oh, you know why? Because it was released, we're thinking in terms of,
radio.
Like pop music. This was released as an alt song before, and then it made its way to the pop world like a year later.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So we're all dumb is more or less.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
Adam? You Who's are the victor. Mm.
Don't like that.
That was really loud,
Adam,
man.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Jax.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you.
Get
0
used to
points.
It.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This one's a quickie.
Mm. Hey.
Did you catch me?
Don't do that.
Yeah, it's about sex.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is Smooch Fridays on Virgin
it
Mornings.
It is Smooch Fridays.
You two are the only people in this city who call it that.
We call
Not
it Smooch
true.
Fridays because
it's catchy.
It is. Now, over a third of us, so it's 1 in 3 of the people that you know, would give up sex for an entire year to travel again right now. So you can go anywhere in the world right now, assuming you can afford it. Maybe when destroy your debt and you can afford to go anywhere. 1 in 3 of us, that means 1 in the 3 people on the air, producer Jesse's the 4th, would any of us give up sex for the entire year? I'm bringing Jesse on for this one. To go travel.
Absolutely not.
Jax.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm going to say, I was like 99. Oh, this one's really
I hope
hard.
Michelle hears this.
No, shut.
Because you're giving up, you're not giving up just sex, Jax.
Because
just sex can be bad. And I'm with you. Like, random hookup sex. But you're talking, if Michelle is listening, if she's looking you in the eyes right now.
But what if we got to go on a trip together?
And do what when you're there?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Okay, so
the Eiffel Tower, no kissing.
I was like 99.9% going to say no, I wouldn't give up sex to travel. But then I thought about how the dance clubs are going to reopen in the UK soon. And I just want to go dancing.
So you go and you get turned on and you can't do anything about it?
No. I don't get turned on. I'm there to express myself.
You don't get turned on rubbing against other people's bodies?
I'm dancing on my own over here, boys.
In more
she's
ways
in the corner
than after yeah. this trip.
Watching you kiss her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Robin reference.
That's
thank
right.
you very much.
Producer Jesse.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Okay, no. Here's the thing, though.
There's something we all have in common.
Yeah. If I hadn't have said that, you guys, one of you would have said it.
No, I wouldn't.
Because you'd feel
you
feel safer.
Jax.
You know what? I'm just doing the Lord's work over here. Okay? Okay.
Just lying on
Can
the radio.
Can I take it back?
Okay.
Can
so
I take my
no. First off, we have a quick message to Michelle. Jax.
No.
Does not want to have sex with you.
No.
Number two.
That is not
for
true.
A year, Michelle.
I love her so much.
This is an entire year.
We're going to Spain, baby.
But yeah. I want to know. Okay, so we're going to take the first 5 calls and texts that we get. And this will determine for the entire city of Toronto whether that is true.
I just want
to
travel.
A third of us would give up sex to travel. And I'm not talking about sex for a little while. I'm talking about sex for an entire year. That means you're waiting until the end of February 2022. All of us will be vaccinated by then to have sex again.
That's a lot of holidays, a lot of fun, like wine weekends. It's just a long time.
We did get a question. Does the survey include, this is on text message from a 647, does the survey include self-gratification? No, it does not. We're talking about sex and sexual-related acts.
That does make it a little bit easier.
Yes. 416-872-9999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999 think? Would you give up sex for a year to be able to travel
going to Australia
now? It's Virgin Radio. You better. Michelle's mad.
Oh.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The question is, based on a survey that says one in every three people would give up sex to travel right now. By the way, in our room, it's one in four, and the person is Jax.
You know, I just want to travel back to Nova Scotia to see my mother. I'd give up anything.
Stop making it about that.
That's not what would happen.
I just want to go dancing in London.
Yeah, okay. There's the truth. We take the rules are like this. It's a very scientific survey, and the whole idea here is we take the first five calls and texts, and based on those, we get the results. Let's start with Asia. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, all right. So would you give up sex for an entire year to be able to travel again right now?
I would give up sex for an entire year.
Wow.
You really want to travel that bad, hey?
Damn right.
Where do you want to travel so badly that you give up not getting any for a year?
Like, what place is worth it?
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd say the Dominican.
All right, that'd be a pretty cool spot. Yeah, but is it worth it? Like, okay, you go to the Dominican for a week. And then you come back.
What do you go for?
Yeah,
that's what I'm going for.
And then another 51 weeks, you're going without sex, and you're like, well, I'm not even on the beach. I just have to post take me back photos on Instagram.
Everything's not a sexcation, guys, all right? Like, you can go
and just.
It's not? Most things are a sexcation.
Just go and explore. You know what, guys?
I want to go and explore some strangers. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Oh, my God.
I don't understand. Like,
oh, my God.
I mean, what? What's wrong?
Asia, thank you so much for calling in and being on my side, and these guys are out of control.
No problem, Jack. We love you so much.
Oh, yeah. We love you too, Asia.
Thank you.
Thanks, Asia. Cool. Good morning. It's Virgin Radio. What's your name?
Pamela.
Hey, okay. So would you give up sex for an entire year in order to travel right now?
Yeah.
See, the women have self-control. We have
yeah, what's that like?
Foresight. You know what? We want to travel. We want to experience the world.
Okay.
I want to experience too.
Okay. Where do you want to go that sex would be worth giving up for that long?
Man, I already gave up sex for a really long time. Oh. Like, for personal reasons, not for medical reasons. I just got set up with certain people.
Yeah, and, fair.
You know? Yeah. And gave up.
Yeah.
It's
fair.
Not a big deal. Really. I've always wanted to go to Greece, and I want to do the grand tour.
Yes, yeah. Girl.
Everything okay?
she's taking some her time, and right. I respect that. I respect it, too.
Thank you for your call.
All right.
And I got to say, Jax, I know you've got a friend, and I got a few friends like this, too, who are like, they got out of bad relationships, and you just lose your whole thing for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get that. I completely respect it. We need three more. Three texts. Can you give me three texts, TJ? Because, by the way, we're losing this one. Already, we're at something. What is it? 40% of people.
From the 613, that is a big hell no. I could not give up sex for a year. The thing is the people who don't want to give up sex aren't really saying why. They're just like, nope, not doing that.
Well, I think the answer is pretty obvious.
Yeah. It's awesome. Sex, yeah. From the 289, never, no way, LOL. And then the last one, from the 905, I'm single. Happened for a year without sex. It's pretty normal for me. So yes, wow. I would give it up to travel. But that's the thing is now you're giving up sex for 2 years.
Yeah.
Did they say that in the text?
Wow.
They didn't, but I don't think they thought about it.
Also, somebody from Thunder Bay messaged and said, hey, it doesn't say you can't have sex during the vacation week. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes,
it
does.
I do love loopholes.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, that's it for us this week. I'm glad we get to end on such a note.
Can you just say who won the scientific survey? Because you forgot that part.
Jax, you won the scientific survey.
Thank you so much.
Hey, your first thing you won today. That's great.
True.
We are done for today, but Sam is not. Sam's taking over next in 3, 4, and 5 this afternoon is going to be your opportunity to get in for Destroy Your Debt $100,000 so you can travel and have sex because in real life, there's no choice to be made. It's fantastic. Woo! All right, have a fantastic weekend and we'll see you Monday.
Love you.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.